Agenda item number six. Laura Bellotti? I may have mispronounced that. Mr. Madden?
Well done. At this time, I would like to point out that yesterday, staff received an email from Dr. George Beeman. Dr. Beeman requests that the hearing be postponed. He is in Florida and unable to attend. I would point out that Dr. Beeman is the protestant in this project. Here is his letter and enough copies for him.
Thank you. I believe this matter of whether or not to postpone this falls within the commission's jurisdiction. It's up to the commission to decide whether or not to continue the case or continue with the case, depending on how you want to look at it. Mr. Erskine.
I suggest we continue on with hearing the case.
Second.
Any objection to that course of action? Seeing none, we will proceed.
With your direction, sir. Laura Bellotti et al. Is requesting authorization to construct a 300 foot long by 6 foot wide open pile timber joint use pier with associated mooring piles to moor four vessels adjacent to an easement owned by four non-riparian property owners situated along Potomac Creek in King George County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner who identified a moment ago as Dr. Beeman. Here's the project site. Potomac Creek is up in this location here. Washington, D.C. is upstream. And the mother county of the Northern Neck, Northumberland County, is downstream. And here is the applicant's property, one of four applicants' property. There's the pier. Here again, a little close-up view. Ms. Laura Bellotti and her husband, Dr. Jerry Bellotti, own a non-riparian property in the McAllister subdivision. The McAllisters was a family that owned the farm. Large tract of land which was subdivided years ago. It's adjacent to Potomac Creek that I just pointed out. Together with three other non-riparian property owners, they are requesting authorization to construct a 300-foot long joint-use pier with associated mooring piles adjacent to a deeded easement across a neighboring riparian lot owned by Dr. Charles Ralph Beeman. I put in the location of the pier. This is my version of it, but it will be 150 feet offset from the existing pier upstream and 215 feet from the property line extended from Dr. Beeman's property. While this could be a little bit clearer, I wanted to show you that these are the parties that are involved in the project. This is Dr. Beeman's, this is Dr. Bellotti's lot and the three other neighbors. This is Dr. Beeman's lot, which is waterfront, and there is the easement. During the course of staff's public interest review, Dr. Beeman raised objections to the proposed pier, which originally included a 20-foot-long T-head and four mooring piers to create four wet slips. You'll see that in a moment. In his November 9, 2016 letter, Dr. Beeman stated that the pier might lower the value of his property while serving to increase the value of the Bellotti property that is currently for sale. Dr. Beeman also expressed his concern that the new pier would expose him to increased liability for injuries sustained on the pier due to the lack of, and I quote, of proper safety maintenance. And he questions whether the easement still exists. Here's the easement. I've embellished it with just a little bit of red. It shows this corridor from Lynn Allen Road. This is Dr. Velotti's property. Dr. Beeman here, and there's the easement. Here's the actual easement language. The easement language appears in Dr. Beeman's deed and everyone else that's involved in it. You'll see in the very beginning here, the easement shall be for the purpose of ingress and egress to and from Potomac Creek and upon and serving the easement area. The easement shall be appurtenant to lots 1, 3, and parcels A and B and shall be for the use and enjoyment of the owners of those properties, their guests and invitees. Please note that in the first lines there it says use of any pier or dock. So based on this particular document, the Velottis purchased their property because they understood that they would have an easement down to the water, as well as the other individuals that are involved. This is the modified version of it. In response to the issues raised by Dr. Beeman, the person who owns this lot here,
yes,
there was a significant reduction in the scope of the pier. The pier is now straight pier with just 300 feet, still 150 feet offset from the upstream property line, but it doesn't have the T-head at the end, nor does it have any of the tending piers. The King George County Wetland Board did not require a permit. The Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries recommends a time of year restriction for the protection of anadromous fish species, which would prevent construction between February 15th and June 30th of any year. The Virginia Department of Health has indicated that the project qualifies for the exemption for sanitary facilities, and no other agency has objected to the project. I recently received comments from the Department of Conservation and Recreations, which indicate that due to the scope of the activity and the distance to the resource, we do not anticipate that this project will adversely impact natural resource heritage resources. And I've highlighted that. I'm actually parked on the easement looking down toward Potomac Creek. The pier is off in the distance. If you look carefully, you might see that there's a mowed corridor right down to the water. Now I'm turned around looking back with the protestant's property to the left here and Dr. Velotti's house in the back in the distance. This individual, while identified, would never chose to object to the project. Here's they're going to take up about 6 feet of this and extend the pier down in this direction. That bulkhead was constructed by Dr. Beeman and was not opposed by Dr. Velotti nor the other people who own the easement. Here I'm looking downstream, and there's upstream. The pier will be right in this location here and extend out. In the form of a summary and recommendation, staff understands that the issues raised by Dr. Beeman. However, the easement language was included in the deeds when he and the applicants purchased their respective properties. The project has been substantially reduced in scope and appears to be in a length similar to those on the south shore of Potomac Creek. It's very shallow. It's rather shallow on the south side of Potomac Creek. Dr. Beeman's concerns regarding liability is a legal question that can be best addressed by his legal counsel. As for the maintenance of the pier, standard condition in our permits, number 12 of our BMRC permit, requires that permitted structures be maintained or removed. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as revised with a royalty of $2,592 for the encroachment of the pier over 1,728 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $1.50 per square foot, and a time of year restriction for construction between February 15th and June 30th of any year. That concludes my talk. If you have any concerns, I'd be happy to address them now.
Before I ask the commission for any questions here, Mr. Hull, counsel for the commission, let's do some legal housekeeping.
Sure. Just to make the record clear, any question about the scope of the easement is not within our jurisdiction or the various property rights of the various parties. So the only thing we're deciding here today is whether this use of the submerged land, state-owned submerged land, is a reasonable one.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
So, Mr. Madden, do you know if this was being used, this area was being used as access for the non-riparian residents? Without the pier in place, were they still accessing the water? They still had that right, so were they still utilizing?
I suspect they would. The applicants are here, and Dr. Bilotti, his wife, and one of the other, they could certainly address that, the use of the property. My understanding from Dr. Beeman is, that area is being used, and there is evidence of people having been there.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Neal.
I'm back to the legal question. All right. Our jurisdiction is whether it's an appropriate use of the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody decides they just want to build a pier off of my land,
mm-hmm.
I would assume this commission would say that's not.
You could certainly do that, but the commission could issue a permit for it. Then the issue would be for you to go to court and get basically an injunction to stop them from using your land, because they don't have any right to do that.
Okay. I guess I'm back to the only reason that I would say this permit is okay is under the assumption that these people do have this easement.
Right. But the commission's authority under various cases dating back to sometime in the 80s, I think, is limited to determining whether the use of state-owned land is reasonable or not. We don't have the authority to adjudicate property rights. So if Dr. Beeman thinks that this easement is not, or the pier is not within the scope of the easement, his remedy is not to talk to the commission, is to go to court and get an interpretation of the easement.
Okay, so could we say this is, approve this permit on based on the assumption this easement exists?
That's what we're doing anyway.
No, okay, let's, yeah. All right.
Sorry.
Trying to get my head around that one.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine? Mr. Watkins?
I'm sure we're not going to quibble with our attorney. But I do want to add that in our Sabathia's guidelines, we recognize that, generally speaking, the commission would only entertain applications from either the property owner or someone who has a right to get to the water, like it seems the Beemans have in this case, and we generally don't receive applications, entertain applications from third parties for something along the shoreline where they have no right of access. The only kind of third-party applications where they don't have property might be for a mooring buoy offshore or an aquaculture-type facility. Mm-hmm. So we kind of address this, like I said, in our sub-ACVIS guidelines in terms of how we'll try to treat these situations after what Matt has provided.
Thank you. Mr. Erskine?
I just had a question for Mr. Madden about the small email that you received yesterday afternoon from Dr. Beeman, who's the protestant. He indicated that he didn't have, it was such a short notice, he could not be here himself, but nor schedule somebody to represent him. Was he aware of the hearing date today
very
in advance?
Yes, okay. Sir. Yes, all sir. Right. He received the 10 days. We have a memorandum that is forwarded to the protestant and to the applicants. Yes, he did receive that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Madden. Is the applicant present or represented? Please come forward, sir. I need to swear you in, so please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Gerald Bellotti, and
welcome.
I'm a retired physician.
You've heard some of the questions here. Do you want to address any of them?
Just a couple.
Okay.
As far as the existence of the easement that Dr. Beeman has suggested, I can assure the commission the easement exists. You have copies of it. It's in all deeds. All the deeds have been legally recorded. And they're all, the easement is also present in Dr. Beeman's deed. So, and it's been there ever since he bought his property. So I'm not quite sure what he's alluding to there. As far as our relationship with Dr. Beeman, he and I are both physicians. I've known him for 40 years. I'm not sure what he's trying to do, but on two separate occasions, he asked for our, Laura and my, acceptance of something that he wanted to do, and we just agreed to it without any problem. One was to give him an easement to get to his drain field, which lies on our property. So he has an easement to the drain field, but he never had an easement to get to it. So we gave him that, no cost, no problem. And that timber bulkhead that you saw on some of the pictures, as you notice, it goes right across our easement. We never opposed that. So I thought that there wasn't any negative reason for him to oppose our project. In any case, we are applying to construct this pier. It is for the use of the four applicants. And one of the reasons we all bought our property down there on the creek was because of that easement. And I'm sure that the price we paid for it was also because of that easement. But I'll be glad to answer any other questions that the members of the commission may have.
Ms. Erskine?
I did have a question that I asked Mr. Madden before, and that was prior to this idea or this application for a multi-use pier with the non-riparian owners, yourself included, did you all use the easement to access the water, and how did you
yes,
do that?
Yes, we did. Yes. We used the easement to access the water with boats until Ralph put up the bulkhead, and so therefore we couldn't back our boats into the water anymore. The reason we didn't protest the bulkhead was because we figured when we ever did build a pier that we would just go over the bulkhead. And as far as accessing the water after the bulkhead was constructed, our friend Robbie, the pier that's existing there that you guys saw on the, sorry, ladies and gentlemen saw, is he also has a boat ramp, and he lets us use the boat ramp to get in and out of the water. So the short answer to your question, yes, we have. And I believe in some of the letters that you have from the other applicants, it states that.
Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? I don't see any. Thank you, Mr. Bellotti. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this proposal? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Felix Ferraccio. I'm the owner of Lot 1 that you saw on the plans. And I guess I'm almost just repeating everything that's been said, but I urge the commission to please approve this permit. I bought the property back in 2003 with the idea that eventually we would have a dock that I could put my boat. Where I could dock my boat. And certainly the price I paid for the property reflects the fact that this easement was there. Had that easement not been there, I would not have bought the property. And if it was not there, what I paid for the property was probably twice what the lot was worth. So I just urge the commission to please approve this permit. Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Anybody else wish to testify? Please come forward, ma'am. I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God? Please state your name into the microphone.
My name is Laura Bellotti, so at least you see a name that connects with the request of the pier that was under my name. The property was under my name, and we bought the property in 1991, and then we built the house, and we always thought that we could enjoy the water, and for enjoying the water, also having a pier. And that was part of, as Fred Felix said, that it's we are probably repeating the same things, but we are all with the same interest at this point. So I really hope that you can consider our request.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience wish to testify in this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Discussion. Mr. Erskine.
I would just like to make a comment that I think what I heard from Mr. Madden was this has gone through some modifications, and the original application had maybe some finger piers and a T-head, some other things, and the applicants were willing to modify that original application to appease the protestants. So I agree with the motion. So.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second on the table. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Project is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.